Good morning, afternoon, evening. This is your host of today's podcast with a public service announcement. We, the hosts of these podcasts, need your help. We are using any and every way we could possibly think of to bring you great quality content for you to bless those ear holes. Now, this morning, as you climbed into that brand new, beautiful Rivian of yours, or maybe it's Friday and you've collected that paycheck. That six-figure paycheck from your employer. Well, hey, we're happy for you, believe us. But what you can do today is you can make this pod great again by donating a contribution, very small, generously to donatetothepod.com. Again, that is donatetothepod.com. Now, if you would like to hear 100% quality, great content each time you turn on this XF Fantasy Football podcast, you will do your part to make us great again. Now, what you will hear on this pod today is parts and pieces where we are missing our third host, and that's just all a part of kind of the ins and outs of the difficulties that we're facing as we kind of jump into all of these new platforms to bring you great quality content. Now, if we could just jump into one of those specifically every time and know what we're using and how we're going to use it, we could always have great quality content for you guys every time we record these. So please donate today. Thank you.
Powered by Riverside.
Tuned into the XF Fantasy Football podcast hosted by your undefeated boy Jay Sizzle. It is year 12, week 4, and I'm joined today by a great supporting cast. First up, we want to wish a very happy Yom Kippur to our very own Jumex of the group, Drizzy Drake Rogers.
It's a pleasure to be here, Bubba. Appreciate you inviting me and let me join in and be a second host here. We're ready to talk some shit about some of the other Buster Boys here. Now, without further delay, our third guest, who needs no introduction, but is going to get an introduction anyway. He's got the fries that'll cross your eyes. He likes to see one nipple left, one nipple right. Drum roll, please, for your boy, Jay Tizzle. MIA.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Dedication right there on the East Coast. Still here to work, right. Put in work with your boys.
Reporting live from the toilet in La Quinta.
In the smallest from the smallest bathroom in Miami.
Yes, sir. All right, boys. So we have to talk about it because, you know, I feel like I've been wondering myself, but our fantasy team names, all right. JT, my Murray ate my homework. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah. It was a big old deal.
Gotcha. No. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to football like that.
Mine's pretty straightforward, bro. Mine needs no explanation.
At this
you know, I hate
point,
change,
bro.
Screw I
hate Sleeper.
It.
You have to admit, Sleeper is so much better than fantasy, bro. NFL fantasy.
It's all right. It's all right. It's growing on me. It's growing on
bro,
me. Besides the bugginess.
Good. I'm not going to lie. I've been liking how we can like chat during games on Sundays and like even Thursday night games. We just like hop in the chat and shoot the shit.
That is dope to use that function at the same time. But your name is actually pretty clutch.
Yes,
I think
sir.
Everybody's excited to see the what they're except for the person that plays you that week. Aside
exactly.
from the person that's playing you that week, everybody's excited to see who's
yes,
freaking
sir.
Getting blasted.
Hey, I love it. Hey.
Don't know. He's going old school. We'll see what
I'm
he.
going with the one that got you to get made you go after them digits back in the day, bro. So, I gotta give a special shout out to everyone's exes that have let me go undefeated so far. We got Amber, we got Higby, we have who else is over there? We
Vic,
got
you only had two
Hayes.
choices for Vic.
Big Straight was acting like there was like a long list, bro. Straight only two
Shit.
females, and one of them's his wife. Exactly, bro. So go ahead. And then Gobby, oh, we gotta give a special shout out to the Gobstopper too, bro. So
Gobstopper. Gob of the Hutt. Oh no, that was Gob herself.
Bro, hey, you only get your ex from your ex, bro. All right, from the your ex team. That's all real. I got my sources, don't you worry.
Right, let's keep it pushing.
Let's do it. So, as we jump into the next piece of this, boys, since we are all fans of various teams in the league, let's get into the Week 4 NFL League favorites.
All right, first up, we got Cobes and his Eagles, and I hate to say it, but they keep winning, those motherfuckers. So, I mean, nothing worse to see Eagles going undefeated, but hopefully they'll get their first loss next week. Yep, after that we got Dips Packers, who can barely squeak out a win against the third string quarterback Patriots.
Bro, they're definitely doing steroids in that locker room.
They sure are. Then we got Noah's. Yeah, I guess we'll just let's give them the Cardinals this week. They beat the
Let's do it.
Panthers, so. Yeah, enjoy that win, Noah.
Congrats, Noah. Bro, what was up with that color, the colors that they had? That made no damn sense. Black and yellow though, like where'd those colors even come from? I mean, I guess when the Bengals didn't, theirs all didn't match anything either with the white, but them,
Those
those were
bangles were
fucking fire.
those yeah those things were fucking fire.
Dude, those were fucking sick. I guess on the Manders row, I'll agree. Joke, bro. Bro, I'm actually curious to see how the Cowboys do once that gets back there.
I mean, we'll see. If we keep playing well, you know that injury is going to be prolonged and continue to be prolonged. We're still working on it. We don't want to rush him back. So we'll see how that
Until
shakes
Rush
out.
gets an L. Right? No joke. All right, boys, let's jump into next the week four fantasy recap, starting off with me versus Vic. Vic made sure to hit me with the GG before the happy hour at Sonic, only to turn around before dinner and talk about how you could still potentially win this. Except, boys and girls, his Adderall hit, was playing games with his mind, and that ass got beat 132 to 106. With his quarterback Matt Stafford putting up a whopping 5.76 points on Monday night.
Yeah, poor Vic. We all feel so bad for him. So J-Dub and Dip was the next matchup. J-Dub ekes this one out, which I think everybody was kind of watching this one at the last minute, by the skin of his teeth by 1.38. Even when he started Kamara, rest in peace, in his lineup, he still ended up taking the win there, and Dip finally took that first L. So, he finally had to match up against somebody that wasn't a low pointer for 1 week. So we'll see what happens moving forward.
Yes, sir. And then we got D versus JT. JT beating D 140 to 134. His Murray ate that homework. D's team did not show up. Jonathan Taylor, rest in peace, 2.3. Tony Pollard, 1.8. Yikes, D. So JT came out with that dub. JT came out with that dub against D.
And then me versus Cobes, I ended up pulling that one out, kind of relying on my trade to come through with Clyde to help me out there, thank goodness. But and then Cody kind of throwing in that linebacker last second, I was a little concerned. I was like, maybe this fool has a big game, I'm gonna be upset. But I ended up winning it, so happy for that. Miyagi style. Mr. Miyagi style.
Yikes. Pat versus Joe. Joe squeaking out a win over Pat by 9 points and dropping our two-time champ, who won't shut the hell up about being the two-time champ, wearing the fucking shirt everywhere he goes, even on date nights with his wife. Dropped to 1-3, with a total score of 144 to 135. Maybe you'll get him next time, Pat. Maybe you'll get him next time. All right, guys. So next we will jump into these trades. And Dre sends over Josh Jacobs to Birdo for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Isaiah Likely, and $75 in fab. So this trade was fucking weird as hell. Dre, first the trade was just Josh Jacobs for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Then all of a sudden, Isaiah Likely comes later on by his damn self. Then all of a sudden, 75 fucking fab. I guess Dre had a
Let me
fucking gun
explain. Let me
straight
explain.
on Berto's head, and he's like, "Send more, God damn it, send more."
They weren't upset enough. No, Birdo, like I was telling y'all, was hitting me up like a straight up crackhead for Josh Jacobs, and like this fool was trying to suck me off and like do all this other stuff. And I was like, no, not interested. And he
I'm not
kept going and kept coming
interested.
for it, and I just kept throwing out stuff out there, and I was like, hey, here's what the situation is. I'm gonna need some extra money if I'm gonna do this trade. So I want at 50 fab, and then it went to 75, and then I was like, well, I'm gonna need a backup for Mark Andrews. You got Isaiah Likely, so let me get him too. And then I was like, I don't know who I'm gonna drop. And then he sent the trade through, and I decided on who I was dropping finally, and then he just pushed that Isaiah Likely through. So I
Damn,
eventually
I need Dre to handle my trade offers going forward.
I ended up
Damn.
screwing him, bro. What can I say? No, I mean, you all saw Jacobs went off. Jacobs is number one running back this week, so I mean, he has the
He did pretty
potential there
good.
to
He did
be
pretty good.
good. So I mean, it's a win-win, I think.
All right.
We'll see. Next up, we got the addict, the AA boy, Michelob. Your boy Mick sent Isaiah McKenzie to Birdo, for JD McKissick. Because Mick's sponsor was out having drinks, apparently. Wasn't anywhere to be found, and Mick couldn't talk to anybody about it. So Birdo came in and was like, let me get that, bro. What do y'all think about that trade?
Bro, these two people got a problem, man. They got
It's not
they
ground. It's not a
all.
groundbreaking trade by any means,
No,
but
they just gotta. They're addicts, and they gotta get it done. So that's the two
it's like
people. They
trading
belong together.
one traded a turd, the other one traded a bag of shit on fire. And they're like, and both of them are on their side in their corners, like, oh, that was a good trade.
They just walk around the corner and run into each other in trench coats, and they're scratching their neck. Like, what you got, bro?
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to make
Gotta be
something
funny.
happen.
Oh shit. Let's see. And then we got JC coming through, trying to get his turn at Mick, and sending away Rashad Bateman and Kareem Hunt for Michael Pittman and Elijah Mitchell.
This is a panic trade right
That
here.
was that
This is
Mick.
a my running back went down. I need some sort of production at the running back level.
Mick is
And
desperate.
everybody's been asking me for Michael Pittman, and Michael Pittman had one shitty game. So now I'm getting rid of him. That's my take on it. I mean, Eli Mitchell could end up being something and later on down the line
He
too.
might, Eli
We'll
Mitchell
see.
might not have a job when he to come back to.
Yeah,
That's
possibly.
true. Who knows?
He
That's
Mick
true.
was Mick was trying to send me Elijah Mitchell for a fucking dog shit and Skittles, like but he could be smart.
I was telling JC I dodged a bullet because I made a trade. I made a trade offer to Mick before Sunday, and I offered
Dobbin.
him Dobbins and Hollywood Brown for Pittman and Gibson. And this is before the news broke about, I mean, they've been talking about Robinson coming back, but I don't know how official it was. And this is of course before Dobbins had a big game, before Marquise Brown had another big game, before Pittman shit the bed. So like, I mean, a lot of stuff happened, but I almost pulled the
Bro,
trigger on
Mick's
that trade. He
team.
didn't want to take it though.
God
This team would have
dang.
looked
You
nice
dodged a
too
bullet.
after that week.
I know, bro. I did. I'm like, I'm good now, bro. I'm Gucci.
Sir. Let's jump into next the waiver wire pickups. Gentlemen, we are recording this on a Tuesday night, so we don't have any waiver wires that went through yet, but what we can tell you without even fucking looking, Nick has 15. Nick has $15 right now. It's 10:55 p.m. Nick has $15 in his wallet. In a 12 a.m. Wednesday morning, that fool's gonna have fucking $0 guaranteed. Saying that with a straight face, obviously, it was hard as shit. But hey, Nick, we love you.
Have you ever
Maybe you
heard of
can make
anybody
some
going
shit
into
for
debt?
$5.
Fantasy football fab debt.
Somebody get that man a
Creditors
financial
knocking at
headline.
your door. That fucking
Credit.
fab.
Oh, that's great.
Take a payday loan out.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
All right, boys. Let's go over the injuries of the week. Thursday night, we all saw Tua go down with that nasty concussion, so that didn't look too good. And we can pour one out for your boy Michelob. Guy can't catch a break. Javonte Williams goes down with a torn ACL, out for the season. We got Isaiah McKenzie, who was ruled out with a concussion.
Hang on, hang
Obviously,
on.
Mick got rid of.
These three people you said so far all were mixed players.
Were they? Okay, can we redo
Two were
that?
concussion. No.
Yeah, he got rid of him.
Okay. But he still was on Mick's team. He did, and the curse was on him before he
It
went
was
over there.
still still hot. It would have The dude would have died, but he got out of there quick enough to just get away with a concussion. So then we
Holy
got
shit, bro.
Jonathan Taylor going down with an ankle injury, which he hasn't really lived up to what these expectations have been. So that sucks. I don't know if that's going to be a long-term thing or kind of what that looks like. And then old J Squiz, his boy, Danny Dimes, suffering that ankle injury in the third quarter. So then what do? They bring in old Tyrod to light a fire and get it going, and old boy gets a concussion a few plays later. They are,
Bro,
yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Tyrod is fucking a damn injury prone,
They still won
terrible
that
luck
game, right?
ass. Yeah, bro, we had
Jeez
Saquon
Louise.
Barkley in Wildcat form the whole fucking
My
like
goodness.
last
Just
5 minutes.
Army-Navy style.
Bro, we have no quarterbacks for the Packers. I don't even know what the fuck we're gonna do.
Yeah, bro, that's gonna be ugly.
Not look good. It's not look good.
Then we got Brian Hoyer, who had a concussion, and they brought in old Bailey Zappe. But look, the Patriots' third string quarterback stayed in contention with the Packers for damn near the whole game, so maybe you guys will get lucky. And then we got Cameron Brate, who had a concussion,
True.
so that's pretty much it.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, gentlemen. Let's jump into the power rankings. Let's start with these losers first at the bottom. So we have two pieces of shit at the bottom at 0-4. but the stinkiest of the Cockadookies is football is life. Every draft, every pick you're making, he's always got something to fucking say about it because he's so damn good at fantasy football. Yet every season, his team starts looking like dog shit. So Vic, you're right where you deserve to be, Bubba. D is next at 0-4 with no wins. You got Weekend at Tua's. That's actually a pretty fucking funny name for Nick, gotta be honest. At 12th place, at 1-3.
I didn't realize D was winless.
Yeah, he hasn't won anything either.
I did
He
not
has
realize
points
that.
against. He actually has the highest points against at 616. So he's just won that schedule. Yeah, that schedule like Pat talked about.
Yeah, that
Yep.
is. Jeez.
We got Weekend at Tua's at 12th place at 1-3. It hurts when you fuck my pits. 1-3, 11th. We got the returning double champ. He's changed his name to 4-0 with dip schedule. So he's at 1-3 in 10th. HE Pennypacker is in 9th place. My Murray ate my homework at 8th place. And then we jump into the top 7. And this is, of course, the creme de la creme. So starting off at 7th place is Good Guy Crew at 2-2. We got Joe at 6th. Joe Fiala is literally that fool's team name. I was fucking dying on the podcast. Bro, I was straight fucking dying. Bro, I was straight dying on the podcast last week when they were talking about Joe straight offers. It's like a fucking like presentation. It's like all professional. Oh, we love you, Joe. We love you. Sixth place. We got Screw Sleeper at 5th place. We have Keet Skeet at 4th place. Commissioner Dip 3-1 in 3rd place. We got CD's Nuts in 2nd, and then everyone's ex is in 1st at
Your
4-0.
boy. Speaking of
Let's
Joe, what do you
go.
guys think? What is y'all's thoughts, that we're a few weeks in now on our new league members here with J-Dub and Joe?
Bro, I mean, shoot, their teams aren't looking bad. I mean,
Yeah.
they may. Exactly.
Yeah.
They're both at 3-1. I mean, there's fucking like five people at 3-1 right now,
Yeah.
2nd through sixth. So I mean, the bubble's there for any of these people to be in first at any moment. So,
They got some good teams, they're participating. Joe's even out there making offers and wheeling and dealing, which I was thinking maybe he may not be as involved, and apparently he is, and he's doing,
yeah.
work there, and J-Dub is too, so
Yep,
I'm happy
and if
with
he hasn't
the
made you a
new
trade yet,
additions.
he hasn't made it to you on his calendar yet. He probably sets it all up kind of like Noah style, like
Notification.
scheduled. for the
He
meeting.
puts his full suit on and he's like, "All right. I'd like to propose a trade.
Yes, sir.
I get some time
But
on your
I feel like
calendar, sir?"
every, I feel like for the first like couple of seasons, the noobs always end up getting like the championship. Is it just me? Like I feel like Keaton got it. Noah, wait, Noah got close multiple times. Pat got it. Shay, I remember, got it 1 year.
I just got a breaking trade offer.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I really did. I really did.
Okay. Breaking news, breaking news.
It's J-Dub offered me
Oh shit.
Da Da Do I don't even know how to say his name.
Romeo
The receiver for
Dobbs, I think.
Dobbs.
Yeah.
Dobbs and Knox. For Najee.
Dawson Knox for Najee.
Dobbs.
What running back? What running
Dobbs.
back would you have left?
Green Bay Packers wide receiver.
Yeah, and a
Second
tight
or
end
third
for a running
string,
back.
and the tight end for Najee Harris.
J-Dub out there making moves. This is ISO. J-Dub, it's an hour away from midnight and you're making trades, bro.
Sorry, J
Go to
Dub.
sleep,
I'm putting you
guy.
on
Go to
fucking blast
sleep.
right now, but
Putting a blast.
if it was a decent offer, I wouldn't blast you, but I'm blasting your ass for that
Oh,
fucking
man.
offer.
J-Dub. He actually messaged me before we started the pod
Hey, at
about
least he's, and I was just saying, at least they're out there
Yeah.
trying to put in work.
For sure,
He
'cause we
probably he.
definitely between
Go
the
ahead.
Joe and J-Dub, one thing we like is people who are active with trades and stuff like this. So you're doing exactly what we want from people in the league. So, hey, more power to you for sure.
Anyway, moving
Right,
on.
so let's jump into high points. Go.
Yes, sir. And then unfortunately, the low point of the week. Loeb was 69.6 points.
Dang.
Earning the title of the lowest points scored of the whole season thus far. Don't have much to say.
Bro.
It's, yeah.
Bro.
I mean, it started off real tough for him out of the draft, and he made some moves. Made some money moves. Things were looking bright, and then things it's like everything is feeling good when you're like starting to get drunk, and JC can attest to this. Everything's like you get to that point where you're just like you're drunk and like you're like, "Damn, I'm feeling good." And
That
then you just
liquid
take that
courage, bro.
extra drink, and then that extra drink, and you just take one too many, and then you just hit the cliff, and shit just
And
goes
you make bad
downhill.
decisions.
And unfortunately,
Exactly.
Mix just had
And then
one
you
too
wake
many
up.
drinks.
And then you wake up next to a fat bitch in a Rangers cup. The OGs, bro. Let's recap this year's winners of High Point. So $25 to the noob Joe. Congrats, Bubba. Even J-Dub out there with 25 buckaroos. I'm telling you, boys, these newbies are coming for the ship. Dip with 25, and then Pat with $25. Congrats.
And that leads us to, actually, let me get a drum roll for this one, JC.
I got you, bro. Too easy, too easy.
Winner of the last man standing. We didn't think it would come in week 4 or week 5, whatever the hell we're in. But J Squiz, the last undefeated team in the league. How you feeling,
I
bro?
said, I can only thank everybody's exes for week four. All 4 weeks, they treated your boy well. you guys couldn't beat them. I think that's what happened. You guys just couldn't beat your exes. You looked at their faces every, that whole week, and you're just like, damn, I can't do it to them. She deserved better. And then so you just kind of put in some shitty players. Hey, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Congrats, bro. What is that, $100?
100 buckaroos. So I didn't even know this was a damn thing. Dippy hits me up and he's
I
like,
knew it was a
yeah, so
thing. We had talked about it, but I didn't
JT,
know that
see,
that was
JT
the
didn't even know
I
either.
didn't know that that was the like allotted fee that we decided. It was one of the things we
Yeah,
voted on,
so
JT, for additional payouts. It was whoever
that
was the
would try
last
harder.
undefeated team was the last man standing. They were gonna get $100. So
Bro, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I think it was something
It was all
that
allocated or whatever. Okay.
JC and Dippy
Paid
both
for.
decided to create on the back end and then just tell
Shut
everybody
the
that
fuck
it
up.
was a thing that was
Shut the fuck up.
and then Dip gets 50 and
It's
JC gets the other
stupid as
50.
hell. Shut the
He's
hell
like, yeah,
up.
bro, we talked about it 10
Literally.
times.
Bro, I swear I didn't know anything about this shit. And then I just like, I think I was 2-0. And then Dippy was like, bro, it's me and you. And I'm like, what? For what? And then he told me about this last man standing. And I said, damn, I didn't even know that was a thing. That'll work. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. Remember. Remember. Yep.
Bro,
Sneakers.
I'm have a hard time fucking remembering all the changes we made just to like defensive players and like, oh, here's more points for this, more points for that, let alone all the rest of this shit. So I'll let you guys remind me of all this stuff. But appreciate it, gents.
All right, boys, now let's get into the week five matchups here. We're going to start off the first game with JC versus Pat in the going bald versus going broke on crypto showdown. And I don't know, man. This is going to be a close one. I think Patrick is needing to get off the schneid here, and I think he could potentially pull a win out, but it's tough. He's going against JC's team, which JC's team is pretty stacked. And I'm gonna go with JC here, just based off of matchups, and based off of like I think it's gonna come down to like a tight end performance, and I think Zach Ertz has been solid for JC, because I'd say their running backs are pretty similar, quarterbacks pretty similar. So I'm gonna call it JC on this one.
My boy.
Sorry, Pat.
next matchup is Dip versus Birdo in the Delivery Boy Bowl. And that's going to be Dip delivering them pizzas, Birdo delivering them hand towels. Yikes. I just imagine Birdo just fucking driving around in a white ass box. And in the back is a bunch of fucking like white bags full of fucking hand towels and uniforms.
Use ass hand towels too, like just fucking tossing the bitches out.
Bro, when I used to work at Fuzzy's, Centas would pull up and they would like, we would give them a bag of just nasty ass fucking hand towels, bro. I remember just like scraping the grease off of the top of the fucking griddle top and just like looking at this nasty ass fucking ball of like dirt and grease and then just throwing it into the hamper for Centus, bro.
Like you
And
really
then you
don't
just
wash
hand
that.
that shit. Bro, nothing. I wouldn't even fucking touch it, bro. I just put
Oh.
whatever we cleaned up went right into that fucking hamper, bro.
Yeah.
So hey, Berto, thank you for your service. But in this matchup, I mean, Berto's quarterbacks are Marcus Mariota and Kirk Cousins. Fucking Dip's running back is Travis Etienne. Who I don't think he's even doing shit on this team. Maybe he is. But Dippy does have Patrick Mahomes, Jamal Williams, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Boyd, Logan Thomas. Birdo has Deontay Johnson with Kenny Pickett throwing to him. Breece Hall, which, I mean, he's actually doing decent. So I'm going to have to unfortunately give this to Dip, Patrick Mahomes versus, Marcus Mariota, wherever the fuck Berto decides to put in a quarterback. So giving this to Dip.
And then we got next up, we got J-Dub versus myself, JT, and the Nicotine Niggas. One is the delivery boy, and the other one is the buyer. So, you know, supply and demand, you know, keeps the chain going. But can a brother get a case, you know, hook it up, bro. I'm going to get this one to J-Dub. I just think, like, man, my team is kind of struggling, but I feel like I'm at least, like, kind of consistent, but I don't have no heavy hitters. I feel like he's got some heavy hitters in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and he loves his Cowboys, Lamb, and I don't know, maybe he thinks Cooper's still on the Cowboys, but, you know, I don't know, he's doubling up there, but... Maybe if Kamara's out, he gets suspended, maybe that'd give me a chance. But I think J-Dub still might get me, though.
That'll work. Okay. Next up, we got Cobes and Noah. Oh, you know we got to bring back this Pinewood Revival, baby. We can't get enough of the Pinewood Revival here. It looks like Cody's trying to try a new technique out. You know, he claims that Noah's cheating is the reason that Noah won every year, but so he's trying to hide his game plan here by benching all of his good players. He's got like McCaffrey on his bench, Barkley on his bench, Lazard, AJ Brown. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's just like trying to maybe make some trades happen or throw Noah off, but it's not working for me. I think Noah's cheating ways are gonna put him on top again. Just because he has a lot of good matchups. So yeah, I'm looking at Noah's team here. If Miles Sanders can play decent again for him, you know, Davante Adams, Tom Brady, Debo coming alive. Cody has a pretty decent team too, but I'm thinking Noah's gonna eke this one out.
Sure. Next, we have D versus Mick in Mr. Frugal versus the Financial Liability. Fucking, that is a great name.
Deep behind that old Roy, baby.
Yes, sir. Jax, where you at? Holla at your boy.
Shout out.
We actually have Mick projecting at 121 points with Darius at 129. However, Mick has Jameis Winston in, who has a fat O on his name. So, that it makes hope into God that Jameis Winston fucking comes back for week 5. You know, Antonio Gibson, not bad. Kareem Hunt, not bad. Chris Olave, not bad at all. Jalen Waddle, I don't even know who's throwing to him on the Dolphins.
JT's dying.
He's fucking losing it.
Bro, they got no backup quarterback.
No, bro. Exactly. I don't know. So, I'm unfortunately Michelob. I love you, but I'm going to have to give this one to D with Herbert. Jonathan Taylor's still not in. Pollard didn't do too good either. So, you have a prayer, Mick, but I'm going to have to give this one to D.
then to follow that up, we got Joe versus Dre and Joe Somebody versus Slim Jim Drizzy. I'm going to say on this one, man, I think Dre is going to, like, he's going to run away with it. I mean, Joe's holding his own. He's doing solid. You know, he's coming through, coming to compete, making deals, and doing what he needs to stay in action. But Dre's got some good players, and those players are coming through, and Tyreek Hill and Marquise Brown and he just made the trade for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like, he's coming through now. Unless Hockenson can come up with a fucking 40-point week to save Joe again, I just don't see it happening for the boy.
Shout out. And then the last one, we got old Keith Skeet versus the Football is Life Goats PR. In the Union Worker Showdown here. Unfortunately for Vic, he's going against probably the strongest team in the league, and he's 0-4. So, not a good sign for him. And all of Keaton's matchups are like really pretty easy, like all pretty much like set to have good game. So, sorry, Vicaroo. I remember, wasn't there a year that he like changed his name to like 0-4 or 0-3 or something? And yeah, maybe you're gonna have to change it to 0-5 this year and hope that puts you some gets you some energy to get to playoffs.
About that time, Bubba. It's about that time. And I think Vic's name, Football Is Life, wasn't that his name last season? And they were still dog shit? So, Vic, you need a revival, bro. You need a fucking Undertaker and come to the grave and change that damn name to something better. You need to get rid of that bad juju, bro. And even the guy from fucking Ted Lasso, who this is named after, didn't he fucking, like, have a terrible season because he, like, hit a dog and shit?
Yeah.
Fucking like, bro, Vic, that name is
It's
cursed, dog. Get
cursed.
rid of it. Get rid of it.
Just got to go.
All right, boys, for this next section of the podcast, we're going to cover some questions here. But I have some breaking news.
Oh, shit.
And this is extremely, extremely important.
Exclusive, exclusive.
It's coming to you first. So, our very own Noah is planning to start a Rivian GroupMe. So, if you're interested in getting in that GroupMe, it's exclusive. You have first dibs right now, front of the
Fuck
line.
no.
You have to put in, your request and, but more than likely, since we're exclusive, you can get in. Are you guys interested in the joining the Rivian GroupMe chat?
Is there a
Get to talk about.
deposit
There may
and
be.
a
There
waiting
more than
list?
likely will be. There more than likely will be a non-refundable deposit that you have to put your application through. But
No.
it's gonna be. You're gonna talk about good stuff. Like you'll send pictures of this dashboard, pictures of the side of the car.
Of his daughter in the hood.
He's supposed to be getting his new electric box delivered to the house soon, and he's gonna put that in, some pictures there. So, okay.
Pictures of
I mean, that
his yard, his Rivian parked next to his yard.
that was
Oh,
the
hell
breaking
no.
news.
I'll
If you're
pass.
interested, send a message directly in Sleeper, and they'll accept applications.
I think right now it looks like the only two members in there are Noah and Jeff Clevenger. They're waiting for you, boys. All right, so next we got oh, okay, so this is actually a question here. So a question to us is, if we had a day with no kids and no wives, so basically no family, to ourselves, what are we doing? So I will start with you, Dre. What are you doing?
So many options here. Probably getting up early, trying to take advantage of the full day.
Yes, sir.
Polish one off, rub one out right when
Polish
I roll out of
early,
bed.
early
Get it
morning,
started right. Get it
little
started
smoky
right.
rub.
Just a little smoke rub, get stuff right, and then get out of bed. Maybe go, get a set up for an 18 holes somewhere at your finest golf club. Maybe get a couple of cocktails in on the range. Get a little loose. Go out and shoot par on the course.
Shoot
Drink
par.
some more cocktails
That's a
while I'm doing
fucking
that.
dream right there. Shoot par. Shoot par.
Better than getting laid, bro.
Jay's usually fucking pissed off by hole six.
Then have a little bit too much to drink, but not too much. and then catch, maybe catch an Uber back to the house. That's it. That's my day.
Damn,
very
we
nice.
lost Dre there for a
Very
minute. That fool
nice.
was there
He was
in
in
that
there.
moment.
He was.
That fool just played 18 holes.
I was on hole. I was on hole 14, bro. Just sinking a bird. Sinking a birdie.
That fool was living it up.
He was for sure. So for me, bro, mine's the opposite, bro. So I feel like as a, since we've had kids, I have yet to catch up on sleep, bro.
Yes.
And me and my naps. I fucking love my naps, bro. But I swear I'm at least like 5 weeks behind in sleep. So I would just fucking just sleep the day away, bro. Like as long as I could. And then roll out of bed being fucking bright eyed and bushy tailed. Fucking get me a fat ass, probably lunch that time. Or Leonard, depending on how long I slept. And then just probably get like a fat ass steak, bro. Fucking
Ooh,
big
nice.
Ass tall blue moon. Orange.
Keep it fancy.
Some potatoes. Maybe hit up a fucking Texas Roadhouse. How about that?
Damn, we're getting fucking old, bro. We are getting fucking old.
Yes, sir. We are old as fuck.
Just thinking of the shit that we're talking about. Not having kids
and
around.
Just fucking, yes, sir.
Hey, that Texas Roadhouse,
yeah,
that's a stimmy meal right there.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Birdo.
Yes,
sir. Shout out to Birdo with the stimmy meal.
Get
bro,
them,
you know what? Shout out to Birdo who's out there somewhere in his car listening to the podcast right now. Oh,
thank
the,
God we got.
The
I mean,
hold
we had to have the
corner,
second
the
best. We had to have the second best laugh in the crew with JT to fill in for Birdo's.
last
week.
Absolutely. You know, Birdo's in there in that car dreaming about a night with no kids and no wife and just pulling on.
What
the
are you
hard.
Talking about? This fool gets a year with no kids, like every fucking year.
Oh, because of being deployed. But this fool's doing army shit.
Yep.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why he keeps
shit.
Signing up. Shit, I don't know.
Give me on another term.
Send me the sign up sheet, Bert.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. And then wrap up the day with maybe some gaming or something. Bullshit.
How about you, JT?
For me, man, it's real simple, man. I'm just gonna I'm gonna sleep in, get that full morning rest in, wake up. I'm still gonna want some breakfast. Make me a fat ass bowl of cereal. Ain't no kids bother me. Ain't nobody got nothing for me. I'm gonna turn my phone on Do Not Disturb. smoke me a fat blunt. Probably watch him. Then have me a little big bowl of ramen for lunch. Watch some anime or something.
Yeah.
Then probably start getting sleepy. I'm gonna start getting sleepy, so I'm gonna have to rub one out before nap time. I'm gonna jerk it out real quick. Put me right to sleep real quick. Have me some good ass Z's. And then wake up, refresh, and I'll probably sleep through the night shit with all that. And then wake up, refresh
JT's
for the next
total
day.
Cost for his day. JT's
yeah,
day was,
18
was
cents.
15.25.
18 cents for a ramen packet. And whatever's left over from the fucking cereal from the back. Cocoa Puffs in the back. That's the cheapest. I mean, our whole days consist of fucking sleeping. And
yes,
then,
bro.
And then eating food and then rubbing one out. And that's about it. That's all it takes for us to be happy, boys.
That's all it takes
but
to make a guy happy.
You think about
that's
how,
all we,
straight up,
if
bro.
It's our own choice.
You got,
bro.
You think
up.
About how much time you dedicate to your family and your wife and your kids, and you're like, damn, if I just had this time, what would I do with this shit? Just like some single ass shit, basically. Like some shit you did before you
exactly.
was married and had kids.
Those people be like, I'd be going to the club, I'd be hitting the bars up. Okay, hey, bro, let me sleep and get some good food.
Yeah.
Bro, Steph wakes up every morning with a schedule. Like that's just like and I just follow. I just follow the lead. I'm like, what are you doing? What are we doing today? Alright, cool. I'll be there. Alright, tell me where to go. But for me, I'd just be chilling, bro. If it was just me and my fucking day, I tell her all the time, if you ever died, ain't shit getting done around this house. She's like, oh my god, I'm gonna be stressed. She's like, I'm gonna be stressed out, I'm gonna haunt your ass, and I'm like, nuh-uh, nothing's fucking getting done. We're chilling. We're fucking
nothing.
Chilling. She's stressed out so bad. She's like, god damn it.
This is fucking funny.
All right. Well, that leads us to our next question here. Go ahead, JT.
Okay, so we got okay, pick three fantasy teams you think will make it to the playoffs and then the ship. For me, my top three, I see I got
Yeah, rank them.
JC, I got J Dub, and then I got Dre. I just think too,
Okay.
like that, like
You're just trying to better yourself.
Jace. No, I mean JC is 4-0, so shit. Like he's at the top of the pile right now, and I think with that Clyde Edwards-Helaire trade, Dre is like looking pretty fucking strong, and his wide receivers are pretty strong too. So he definitely is gonna make a push. And I don't know. I think J Dub is a dark horse, man. He's doing everything right, and he's there's something about those new guys, man, that come in and like they know football, I know, but just getting in on this group that's been doing it for a while and 14-man league, like they have some luck that falls their way and that good juju. So we'll see.
Yep.
Okay.
Those are good picks.
And we can't, I will put in a caveat, we can't pick our own teams here, JC, just so you know.
Yeah, for sure. And just for so everybody else knows too, we aren't sharing our teams with each other before we talk about them, so
Yeah, we picked them
we
and
all
we
have our own
decided
list.
to not let it influence what we're gonna say. So
Correct.
my top three teams, I think Keaton's team is the strongest team in the league, just with everything that's happened. Not to mention, even with Javonte going down, I mean the dude's got now multiple starting running backs, multiple number one wide receivers, arguably the best quarterback, one of them at least. So I'm going with him first. I am going to go with JC's team at number two, just because he's got those, like the duel with Pittman and Chase. Zach Ertz is balling out. You could have a stronger, I guess, running back option, but maybe
I
if
agree.
Damien Harris gets going, he's been pretty solid. And then my third, this one was hard, but I think I was leaning towards J-Dub, but then I saw like Kamara hasn't really done shit at all this year for him. So I actually think Patrick's team is really good, and it's I think he's got a lot of shitty luck so far, really. So I think he has a good chance of potentially being one of the better teams. Those are my
I agree.
picks.
I mean, he has 570 points for, which is actually the most points for, and then, but his points against is 546. So yeah, I mean, he's put up the most points out of everybody, it looks like so far, total.
Yeah, so I'd go on
So
that
yeah,
in
that's a
that
good
order.
pick.
I'd go
That's a good
Keith,
pick.
you, and Patrick.
I picked Keith as well for my top. I mean, yeah, like you said, Kamara, he hasn't looked too good, but I think it's just a matter of time. Actually, wait, did he have Kamara?
That was
Sorry.
J-Dub.
Sorry, Keith. Sorry, he has Josh Allen, Eckler, and I mean, Eckler just had a hell of a game. If this shit continues, he has Jefferson. I mean, his team looks scary, for sure.
It's fucking
He could
good.
easily win it out. J-Dub was the other one. Yeah, like you said, I think that his team, I mean, he just had high point so the week before. So Kamara, I think he will eventually come back and start dominating, but I don't know. Anything can happen. But Lamar Jackson, Henry looked great. CD, I think CD is, obviously the benefactor of Rush, Cooper Rush being there. But if things kind of continue the way they have been for the most part, his team looks scary too. And I have a dark horse for my third team. When you look at him, this person has Jalen Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown.
Yo.
I mean, bro, Cody's team can, if they can also get their, get it together for most of these weeks, his team looks pretty scary too. Alan Lazard, fucking Aaron Rodgers has been fucking peppering that full of targets nonstop. Cody, I'm picking you for my third team, bro. So I think Cody has what it takes as well. So I feel like these guys could be definitely in playoffs and possibly the ship.
Yes, sir.
All right,
All right, boys.
boys. Well, that is a wrap on our podcast for week four. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Gentlemen, we out.
Cheers.
Forget to sign up for the Rivion GroupMe.